Welcome back to Trending Now with Josh Arnold. Our next guest is city councilor, attorney here in Gloucester, Massachusetts, and a member, at-large city councilor, Joseph Orlando Jr. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, this is kind of a year plus on the job as a city councilor, and I guess I'd ask you to tell us how it's going. Has it met your expectations? What have you found in the position that's what you expected it to be, and what have you learned that was more than what you had maybe anticipated?
Okay. I'm a year and a couple of months into my first term. So the biggest surprise to me was just learning the procedural rules of every meeting. You know, it's not something I really contemplated all that much ahead of time. I was really much more focused on, how can I affect positive change in Gloucester? You know, what can I do to help on the budget and save people the burden that we put on them? You know, that's really, I was focused more broad scale, things. And you don't really realize when you first take office, the first thing you have to learn how to do is work with each other. You know, everyone seems to be very nice and everyone wants to work together, but how do you do that? The proper procedure, the proper channels to go through, which department heads to talk to about which issues. That's all a learning curve that I had coming in. Sort of didn't really think about it ahead of time, but, I think I have a quick study, so it didn't really hold me back, which is a good thing. And the city staff has been excellent, really being mentors in different areas. We were able to pick it up pretty quick, but that was sort of unexpected. So if you're asking me what I didn't expect, I certainly did not expect there to be such a big learning curve on procedure and meetings and proper channels. The things that I did expect that I'm ecstatic about are, I really do get the opportunity to help people, my neighbors, people that I grow up knowing and people I grew up going to school with and playing sports with and what have you. I get to be one of their go-tos for solving some of their problems that maybe plague them every day. So that's a really cool thing, I think. So, I mean, it's really met and exceeded my expectations, really. I love the job. It's a lot of work, more, I think, than I anticipated, but in a good way.
In your estimation, having been on board for a year plus, is this city due for a charter review? And if so, whether it's driven by some time sequence requirement or just time to take another look at what we do and see how we can improve it, any thoughts that you might have developed along the way about changes that might need or be desirable to occur to strengthen the charter that we have?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. It may seem like a radical idea, but one of the things I think needs to be changed is the term of each position in elected city government. Right now, you have the mayor runs for re-election every 2 years. And, as an official, like a CEO, 2 years is not a lot of time to get anything done. I mean, you get a lot of, you got to plant a lot of seeds and water them over the course of time to really affect positive change in the future of the city. And 2 years is not a lot of time to do that. You know, I think it would make much more sense for the mayor's term to be 4 years. I think it would make a lot more sense for the city council's term, for the same reasons, to be at least 3 years. And the other thing I think we could change about the charter is staggering the terms of those councilors so that we don't have all nine running for re-election at the same time or running for, a new seat at the same time. And then you end up like we did last year with five brand new councilors. It might seem could seem like a radical concept, but maybe stagger those elections so that you'd have at-large councilors running in 1 year and you'd have, ward councils running in another, and that's a major change. I think the charter could take hold and could really benefit us long term. The problem is, and we're seeing it already, is that we're in year two of a lot of us are in year two of our first term, and the Gloucester Times is printing a new article every few weeks about who's declaring they're running for re-election or who's throwing their hat in the ring for the first time, and we're just getting started, to be quite honest. So we got a lot of work ahead of us before the end of this term, and I think that. It'd be better for the constituents. And this is not to say anyone's doing anything wrong, because look, if you're going to run for re-election, you got to do it. You know, you have to have the support of the constituency to continue your work, which a lot of people have put a lot of hard hours into, so they want to get reelected, and I respect that. But we're already in the zone now where people are saying, hey, I'm going to run for reelection, and it's only a year and 2 months into the first term. So,
well,
you know,
your comments are not radical in any sense. Beverly, for example, and Salem, I believe, at least, has a four-year – Salem has a four-year mayoral term. And previously, at least in the city of Gloucester, the terms for school board were staggered. And they were four-year terms as far back as more recently as when I worked in school administration. That was in the last century, but that isn't as long ago as it may sound. Some of the things that have come up on your council shift, obviously you've been involved in the zoning application for permits for medical marijuana. Tell us about that process and any thoughts you have about how that's worked out and so far.
Okay, well, we have a pretty brand new section of the zoning ordinance regarding medical marijuana cultivation facilities and sales facilities. And it was the first time any city council in Gloucester has examined any applications under that, and we had two applications come before us. One we approved and the other one we didn't. So, you know, it was, I actually think the way that the ordinance was written was pretty solid. I think that it was over a course of several years that the previous councils and Mayor Taken and some other people from her staff put a lot of time and effort into writing that ordinance. And they did a pretty good job. It really, you know, it was smoother than I anticipated for the first go round.
Why would you
have?
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah, you know, go ahead. Ask your question.
Why would you? Why only one permit versus two? Is there a reason you'd want to have only one vendor in town, or reason to have more vendors? Help me understand the concept.
I can tell you. I can only tell you the reasons what I voted.
Okay.
I can't speak for anybody else. One of the applications to me was just a slam dunk. I thought it was, you know, it was a cultivation and sales facility. They were looking to bring 50 jobs to Gloucester, a ton of tax revenue, and a sizable portion of their revenues would be going back to the city. They'd be developing an undeveloped lot. It seemed to me that there's only one section of town these types of facilities can even be located in based on our ordinance, and that's the Blackburn Industrial Park. And even at that, there's limitations because they can't be too close to each other. They can't be too close to schools or churches or any other types of places like that. So, for me, it was one application. The reason I voted yes for it is because it seemed like it was checking all the boxes. And the other application that came in front of us, I would love to have multiple facilities competing with each other. That's better for the consumer. I'm a free market guy, but it just didn't seem like it was good in the safety element. So one of the things we have to worry about with these facilities is safety. There's a lot of theft at these types of facilities, so we did a pretty exhaustive review of that, and I just didn't think the safety element of that second application measured up to what we would need it to be for them to get a permit as well. So I voted no on them. It was good to go through the process to learn what it would take and get public feedback and the like. I think the city is more or less behind it. As far as the constituents are concerned, they're more or less behind the concept, and I hope it's a huge success because that's a good thing for Gloucester.
How much is this is really new territory with the passage of the law allowing this to take place. I noticed in your response you talked about a revenue sharing approach that a certain percentage of sales is going to come back into the coffers of Gloucester. Is that unique for Gloucester, or is that something that is standard, to the extent there is a standard, for companies or organizations that are going into business? I mean, if these people were going to Beverly or Danvers, would they necessarily have to be contributing money back, some of their revenue back, or is that the way the law is? Why is that?
I believe, I'm not an expert on this, but I believe that is the deal that was made with the administration of this city.
Okay.
And, you know, it is a host community agreement that has to be signed and a letter of either support or non-opposition or what have you right at the beginning of the process before the applicant can even go over the next steps.
Oh, okay.
And in order to get those letters, there's a negotiation that takes place with the administration. And in this case, anyway, the negotiation involved both facilities that negotiated and got host community agreements negotiated part of their revenues coming back to the city as part of the deal.
Ah,
so I don't know if it's required, but I do know that it's standard.
Okay, great. Now, Fuller School project, Fuller School property, rather. Tell us, I know that you're not the driving force. The administration has certainly a certain portion of responsibility here, but give us an update on where that is now and what we can envision seeing in the forthcoming months.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can't speak to my opinion on the merits of the project because it's about to come in front of us, so that would be improper of me.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is where it's at. So, the city administration, the mayor's office, has come to a purchase and sale agreement with the Fuller Mixed Use Venture Group, which consists of the YMCA Group, Wendover Construction, and the Sam Park Group. And the group agreed to, you know, build, they want to build 200 housing units. They want to build a sizable YMCA unit similar to the one in Beverly at the off of exit 18 there, and they also want to include about 25,000 or so square feet of retail space additional to what you already have up there at the Gloucester Crossing area.
Okay.
So that has been agreed to by the administration. Now it has to go through permitting. They have to get a building permit. They have to, I think they're seeking an overlay district, which will be a series of meetings with the planning board and the planning and development subcommittee, conservation commission, and the like, before it comes to the full council for a public hearing and a vote. So there's going to be a series of months of meetings. There's going to be a series of public hearings and a series of votes that have to take place before the project ever happens. But as far as where they are now, they've agreed with the administration in a purchase and sale agreement to purchase the property pending the result of this process.
Okay. And you sit as each of the city councilors in Gloucester sits as a member of a standing committee, although there are several committees and you've delegated out the work and so forth, and then your committee reports back to the full group. And I know you're on the Budget and Finance Committee. Tell us what that's been like. And I know, having read a number of the minutes of meetings, that you folks seem to be accepting a lot of grants for some fairly sizable amounts of money, which means funding that's going to help improve the city but not come from tax revenue from the tax base of property tax and user fees and so forth. Tell us about your experience on the Budget and Finance Committee and anything you can tell us about any of the grants that have come across your committee.
Sure. I mean, I feel like every single Budget and Finance Standing Committee meeting, which is every other Thursday, we're examining whether or not we want to accept grants. I have to say, the city department heads, under the direction of the mayor, have really pushed for grant money from the state, from the federal government, from nonprofits and what have you. And it's a great infusion of cash. You know, you can't always rely on it. There's, you know, sometimes they're one-time infusions and they're not matched. Sometimes you have to match them with your own funds. You know, each one is its own separate animal. But there's, you know, some sizable grant money that's been coming in, which is really a good thing, I think. I think this is money that the state takes from various forms of taxes at the state level, and they send it back to the communities in the form of local aid, they would call it. So, you know, it's good to have, And it's something that comes out of our pockets anyway. At least it comes back to us. It's better than it comes back to us to somebody else, if you ask me.
Sure.
So, you know, for instance, Stage 4 Park, you know, we've been trying to do, the Community Development Department's trying to do a bunch of work over there to, you know, to better the area for various reasons, for, you know, having more events there, to having farmers markets and what have you. And they got a sizable grant. I want to say it was over $300,000 from the federal government to do some of the work over there. And it's, you know, it's Steve Winslow and his group have done a great job putting that together. So, you know, this is one example. I mean, there's community block grants. There's a lot of grants come through the fire department for safety equipment that we need for the firemen. I mean, that's
Tommy
huge.
LeGrande, Captain
LeGrande. We got several hundred thousands of dollars for their safety equipment not long ago for their SCBA masks, and that's a really important program.
Yep.
So I'm glad that happened too.
Good.
You know, it's otherwise it's coming out of our pockets and the city coffers, and these things are hard to pay for without some help. So
we got about two more minutes before we have to go to our next guest. But any concluding thoughts that you'd like to share? Anything that's maybe coming on the table, or you may be bringing up that you'd like to share?
Sure. Yeah, I just filed a council order actually on affordable housing. So we've been hearing for years and years and years how we have a deficiency in affordable housing stock, and that makes us susceptible to a developer just coming in and building it wherever they want without coming in front of the city for any permitting, other than the Zoning Board of Appeals, which is not a good thing for the city because we've got no say in the project. So until we reach 10% under that state law, 40B, of affordable housing in the city, we don't have control over that. And an example of that would be the project that the people are trying to put in at Cameron site. It would be an affordable housing project under Section 40B. So my council order speaks to existing stock of housing that's not currently designated affordable but should be within the city, and providing the mechanism for residents to, in a streamlined and inexpensive fashion, get these properties that are otherwise not up to code, so to speak, up to code, get them permitted, get them on the books, get them assessed properly, and designate them affordable. And there's got to be, I would estimate, dozens if not hundreds of those throughout the city. I think it could be a huge boon to our affordable housing stock, and I just filed that council order yesterday.
Great.
So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to go through the standing committee and the planning board, and everyone will be on board with the concept. I think it's a good idea.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for being a guest on our program, Trending Now with Josh Arnold. I won't put you on the spot and ask you if you're going to run for re-election, but assuming that you do, we'd like to have you back at a later date and maybe talk about how you're progressing with some of these issues, either whether you run or choose not to run.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Joe. Take care. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye-bye.